Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Damien O'Mara is back with more sports news. Morning again, Damien.
Morning to you again, Gavin. We're going to start our build-up to the Republic of Ireland against England in just a moment. But as we've been hearing across the programme, Ireland's celebrating a fifth medal of the Paris Paralympic Games this morning and a first gold after a brilliant performance by Katie George Dunleavy and her pilot Linda Kelly in the Women's Paracycling Road B time trial. The pair finished the 28.3-kilometre course over a minute and 23 seconds clear of the field. It's a second medal of these games for Katie George, following her silver with Eve McChrystal in the track individual pursuit. It's a remarkable seventh Paralympic medal of her career, her fourth gold in all. And as she was saying to Mary before 8:30, the road race still to come with Linda tomorrow in what is Katie George's favourite event. Much quieter day for Team Ireland today. Roisin Nirine goes in the second of two heats in the women's 100 metres breaststroke SB13 shortly after 10 o'clock. The eighth fastest overall would advance to the final just after 6:30 this evening. Roisin, of course, has already secured a silver and bronze medal from these games, and as James Scully told us here in studio in the last hour, it's not inconceivable that she could feature prominently today. Now, as alluded to, this season's UEFA Nations League commences this evening. Champion Spain away to Serbia in Group 4 of League A. Scotland host Poland in A1. Northern Ireland welcome Luxembourg to Belfast in C3. The Republic of Ireland entertain England at the Aviva Stadium on Saturday. Both sides will get their campaigns underway. It's the first match in charge of the Republic for Hymer Halgrimsson. It's a first as interim head coach of England for Lee Carsley, and a first competitive game between the sides in Dublin since a Euro 92 qualifier back in November of 1990. The former England goalkeeper Paul Robinson is with me. Paul, morning to you.
Good morning, Damien. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for being with us. If we're very honest about this, England fourth in the world, back-to-back European finals. No doubt those travelling here are coming in expectation of a win this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, the England team always travel with expectations of wins, don't they? Obviously looking towards the tournaments as well. England are obviously the higher ranked team in the FIFA rankings. But with Helgrimsson in charge of the Republic now, it's going to be a new look Republic as well. And let's not forget that he was in co-charge of Iceland when they beat England in Euro 2016, so he knows how to get one over on us.
Yeah, well, when it comes to planning for a game like this then, you know, there's not an awful lot to go on because it's his first charge of a game in charge of Ireland. I don't know, do you scout the Jamaican team that he managed before this in terms of how he played? But I presume the message from Lee Carsley this week will be for England to focus on what it is they're capable of.
Yeah, be able to change much in 3 or 4 days. It's always difficult as an international manager because you get the week before a game to pull your squad together, and then normally 2 or 3 days into that you get a couple of pull out with injuries.
Yeah, we've a slight problem with the line. So, Paul, I tell you what, we'll just do a quick job on the line there and get you back in just a moment. While we're doing that, the Republic of Ireland captain Katie McCabe played a central role as Arsenal beat Rangers 6-0 last night in their UEFA Champions League first round qualifying semi-final. Saoirse Noonan scored a hat-trick as Celtic beat the Finnish side Cups by 3-1. League of Ireland champions Piemont United also booked a place in another of the first round qualification finals. They beat the Belarusian side Dinamo BGU yesterday morning. There's also one game in the Premier Division of the Men's League of Ireland tonight. Dundalk could move off the foot of the table with victory over St Patrick's Athletic. Those games kick off at 7:45. In tennis, the home favourite Jessica Pegula has beaten the world number one Iga Swiatek in straight sets at the US Open to reach her first Grand Slam semi-final. She'll face Karolina Muschova, having won a Grand Slam quarter-final now at the seventh attempt. England's 25th seed Jack Draper has also reached the last four of a Grand Slam for the first time, beating Alex de Minaur, the world number one Yannick Sinner. Now awaits. And Paul, you're back with me, I hope.
My apologies.
No, you're fine. Listen,
taxi this morning, I'm on the move.
No, listen, these are the gremlins. But just in terms of Lee Carsley, obviously Gareth Southgate took the advantage of being interim manager and drove on. Carsley will have ambitions of doing likewise. How do you expect him to approach it this week?
I think he'll do it his own way, in the same way that Arne Slot's gone into Liverpool and made slight adjustments, but not too many adjustments, but done it his own way. I think he's got a real opportunity as an interim manager to get the manager's job, like Gareth Southgate did. When you look at the candidates out there at the moment for the England manager's job, there's not that many that are unemployed or not in work and available to take the job. It's a huge opportunity for somebody. He's the man in possession at the moment, and it's up to him in the next couple of days to show what he can do.
And talk of four potential debutants, maybe a change of captaincy, a change of structure. Do you expect him to rip it all up?
No, I don't think he'll rip it all up. I'm not so sure that he'll change the captaincy. I think he'll possibly hand out a couple of new caps. He's brought in Angel Gomez, hasn't he? Tino Livramento's come in. Morgan Gibbs-White's come into the side. There's opportunity for change. I think we'll see a more attack in England. I think that was one of the criticisms that was looked at on this England side throughout the Euros. I think he'll maybe look to play a little bit more attacking, give the attacking third more of a free role, but I can't see wholesale changes.
Just to finish, just obviously there was disappointment after the Euros from an English perspective. Obviously Gareth Southgate has departed. Is there a need for positivity around the national side again?
I think there is. I think Gareth did that initially when he first came in. And you look at his record in tournaments, they've gone deep into four tournaments now. But with success comes expectation. And it's now up to somebody to get this squad of players over the line. How many times do we look at the squad of players that we've got and say, that's one of the best in Europe, if not one of the best in the world? And then you saw the way that the team played in the Euros. It's putting all those pieces of the jigsaw puzzle together to play in an attacking style like we see in the leagues. We see Harry Kane pressing high in the Bundesliga. We see all the players playing in the Premier League playing a high pressing, high tempo game, pressing from the front. And we just haven't seen that from the national side.
Okay, we'll wait and see who plays out. Paul, enjoy your visit to Dublin at the weekend. Thanks so much for being with us.
Looking forward to it. Thanks very much.
Paul Robinson there. He's on duty for BBC 5 Live this weekend. Coverage of the game on RT2 television and also here on RT Radio 1. Eddie Dunbar is 14th overall ahead of Stage 18 of La Vuelta. The race will end on Sunday. He's over 12 minutes down on Australia's Ben O'Connor. He holds a 5-second lead over Primoz Roglic in general classification. Darren Rafferty even is 67th overall. Rory Townsend in 16th place is the leading Irish rider ahead of Stage 3 of the Tour of Britain. While Mia Griffin took victory on yesterday's opening stage of Ross na Mon. Today's second stage is a 104-kilometre route from Portlaoise to Mount Rath. In golf, the opening round of the DP World Tour's European Masters is underway. Gary Hurley amongst the early afternoon starters, and there's racing at home in Clonmel. The card there is away from 4:10, and a reminder, plenty of coverage of the Paralympics across the day. RT2 television, the RT player, RT radio and all RT social media channels.
England expects, eh? We've only beaten them twice.
It's only the 18th game between the two countries.
49 and 88.
Yeah, but they were very tight for a while. I'm hoping it's the same this time around.
What's the reception with Declan Rice get, do you reckon?
Ah, well, listen, we're all friends, It's no enemies in sport, Gavin.
Raheem Sterling was the one who was singled out for booing the last time they were here. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah, just after he'd left Liverpool.
Ah, well, sure, listen, that's... Yeah, says a lot about club allegiances over countries. Anyway, listen, I'm looking forward to it, so...
Damien, thank you. It would be